Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain because of sin in the decreed purpose of Almighty God. The very aggressive and bloodthirsty behavior of animals as well as men is the result of sin and its curse upon this earth in which we live. The picture of peace and tranquility which is brought in by Jesus Christ is that of a world wherein this behavior is no longer seen. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the bullock, and thus shall be the serpent's meat. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, saith the Lord. Man's enjoyment of cruelty, whether it's inflicted on animals or on humans, is but the result of the depravity of the human heart. Many who recoil at the thought of others deriving pleasure from the suffering of beasts or humans need to be reminded that were it not for the restraining grace of God, every man and beast upon the earth would seek to devour one another. Even those of us who might never enjoy a dogfight or watching another human endure physical suffering have spoken unkind words which have smitten others in their very heart. We have all treated others with disrespect from time to time. We have cut people off in traffic, being in a hurry to get to our destination, which we deem far more important than anything they could be doing. We have turned a deaf ear from time to time from those whose needs were perhaps legitimate. We have all exercised righteous indignation and its accompanying disdain at the shortcomings of others while excusing our own similar failings. In short, we have all indulged the human penchant for unkindness, which stems from our innate tendency to cruelness. The only difference between the man who has been unkind to his neighbor and the man who revels in unspeakable acts of cruelty is that God, in his mercy, has seen fit to restrain the wickedness of one, while according to his sovereign purpose letting the other manifest the degree of sin which all men are capable of. The Lord Jesus Christ set for us the example of the life of a man who is perfect in all of his ways. He was always considerate of those he was around, lifting up the brokenhearted and comforting those that mourned. The scripture describes him thusly, "He shall not strive nor cry, neither shall any man hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed shall he not break, and smoking flax shall he not quench, till he send forth judgment unto victory." His purpose in the earth was to fulfill his Father's will, not to lift himself up above men by trampling on them or disregarding their needs. Every time he listened to the plea of a beggar or stopped to heal a cripple, he exhibited unparalleled kindness. This kindness was not that which rose from natural humanity, but from that divine nature which inhabited his very being. His humanity needed no restraint, for he was not a victim of a fallen nature, for he knew no sin, neither did he have any proclivity towards it. He, being free from sin, was both able and willing to exhibit the kindness which was the demonstration of his very nature. What a contrast is seen between him and the men of this world. Kindness is a product of mercy. And he that is full of mercy is also full of kindness. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. He has demonstrated kindness to us in that he is faithful to his elect in every generation. For the mountains shall depart and the hills removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee. Neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. Even when we should have been cast off, yet he in his kindness has held us in the palm of his hand and daily loadeth us with benefits. His kindness, as is his mercy, is totally undeserved by those who are the recipients of it, and it is undiminished by their many failures. He has demonstrated kindness to us in that he has caused the events that transpire in this world to occur for their benefit. Let the righteous smite me, it shall be a kindness, and let him reprove me, it shall be an excellent oil which shall not break my head. Paul recounted the kindness showed to him and his shipwrecked fellows by the barbarians. Such things are unheard of, except that God should restrain their natural mind and direct the path of their feet. When God arose to judgment to save all the meek of the earth, Selah, surely the wrath of man shall praise thee, the remainder of wrath shalt thou restrain. He has demonstrated kindness to us in that he has purposed to bring glory to his name throughout eternity by the demonstration of his kindness to us in the redemptive work of Jesus Christ, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. But after that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Do you rejoice in his kindness?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.